Hi, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings with everyone from the Creation Lightship and the light beings that reside there. So just sit back and relax, and these healings are done by the light beings. There's nothing for you to do, really. Just show up and allow yourself to be worked with here. And the healings will take place basically as according to, like what Jesus said, according to your belief, according to your faith. And what that means is not so much that you, you know, believe in a healing or really want a healing and have conviction for that. The healings are done according to your emotional traumas and baggage that you have in your body now. So these imprintings that you're dealing with is which what makes a difference between someone who has a healing instantly versus someone who does not or takes much longer. So it depends on how much residual, say, damage or judgment you have stored on your body from your ancestors. Remember, you're a walking judgment factory. So this is why some people have an instantaneous healing when other people may take longer to have that. But what we do tonight is pretty much instantaneous. So we're going to first do entity clearings here. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. They're actually a life form. It's invisible, much like your spirit. And these need your life force energy to live on. And they really should not be floating around here. So somehow the link was severed between the Earth regaining these energies. So they're still floating around because these are actually Earth-based energies that inhabit your body. So here we go. And they come to you and give you addictions, etc. So we're going to take away these entities. And they're being released from you right now. And we're working with your lower extremities right now, below the waist. So you may feel energies change or move in your body. The way you can kind of note a healing is that your body will become warm and or it may actually have tingles. So that's an indication to you that something is happening. And like I say, men are about 1%. One man out of 100 can feel energies. So if you can feel energies and you're a man, wonderful. Women are about 50-50. So we're going to bring more of your spirit to you right now in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in again. Remember, your spirit is healed as it comes into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And once more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to work on the energy that's above your hips, going up to your shoulders here. We'll do the arms next here after this here. So this is just your internal organs. And taking away these entities. And there's many other life forms that attach to us that are off-planet. And these should not come to us, but because our wonderful Galactic Federation is allowing them to come in here to invade your energetic system of your human body, we also have other problems here, too, to deal with. There should only really be entities here, and they shouldn't be here either. So you should be able to live a perfect life in bliss like the Earth was intended to. But because of this extraterrestrial invasion of energies that are normally the dark side and some of the Galactic Federation forces that kind of got into bed with the dark side for whatever agenda they had, they're not allowing us to have our divine essence here, and they're bringing in darkness for us here. So here we go. Gonna bring more of your spirit back into your body, and we'll count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work with your arms. So I'm going to go down your shoulders, elbows, wrist, palm, fingers. So if you have any concerns there, you might want to request healing too as your spirit integrates there. And also helps to kick out these entities. And here we go. Going to bring more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work with our energy from our neck going up to the top of our head. So maybe you might have a headache today or something. It could be caused by an entity that attached to you. It could be also from mind control by the off-planet negative beings that are soulless. They can cause that. The Federation can cause it too. I transmitted these energies to you. Remember, as above, so below. If it was pure light here and a wonderful life for everyone, then the Federation would be in light. And we're talking about thousands of extraterrestrial races that belong to this Galactic Federation here, not just one or two races. And there are some that are helping, but it's hard to tell which ones they are and if they're completely in integrity, because the darkness can mimic the light 99.9%. Here we go. Whoever's coming back into your body, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. We'll do a chakra alignment now. Going to go to your heart centers and move those around for you. Perfect. Heart looks great. Throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Power chakras. Have a really in-tune group tonight, Sylvia. Boy. Second chakra. Good. First chakra. Wonderful. So we're going to do an opening now for everyone if you like. We'll do the chakras body width for you. Normally they're a couple inches in diameter, and the larger they are, the more they can transmit and conduct more energy with your spirit into your body for healing. This is why you want to have them opened up. So here we go. But you may want to close them down when you go out into public. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. And we'll do our mind to heart drop. So this is going to take that invisible body, which you might call your ego self. This is your awakening consciousness. And remember, it has to surrender to your heart. It's another energy body. And it likes to run things down here. So you have to actually surrender to your heart, to your spirit in your heart, so you can get your perfect spiritual guidance. Otherwise, it kind of runs amok. And running amok is not what you want to do. So here we go. Visualize if you like, but don't meditate. Your 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts are. We'll call it that, your awakening consciousness. And the first floor is your heart, where your spirit resides. This is the divine part of you in your heart center. I'm going to drop you down. So here we go. 10. Elevator is dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll go a little bit slower for those who really want to feel that energy body drop down. When you actually feel it go down, it's incredible. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. What we can do now is activate the light beam if you like. So scroll down on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healing. You can go to today's time, which would be 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Click on it. Then scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. You're going to see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to now activate her, bring in some energies. And most people see her face actually kind of lift off their monitor screen. The rays around her forehead will become more vivid, more colorful. And her eyes will start to emit white light. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now, predictions, readings, etc., those are from the dark side matrix of mind. And remember, when the ascension time comes, there's no more mind energy. So regardless of how much you have learned or went to school for ascension, you may have teachings that you were taught. Those will no longer exist. That's the dark side energy. So if you have any pendants that you purchased or something like that to help you, they won't do any good whatsoever. The only thing that's going to be left with you to have your body do the transformation is your spirit. It's as simple as that. There's going to be no more mind energy. This is why you want to stay in your heart and connect with your true essence of who you are. Your spirit has the answers for ascension. Nothing else outside of yourself will. Life means being activated. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, so I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron, and welcome, everyone. For those of you that might be new to this program, we'll talk just briefly about the Croatian Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years for the purpose of doing the universal shift and helping to bring all of the beings that have been created in the light more into the light. So that's the purpose of its being here. And it has many, many healing modalities on the Croatian Lightship. There are, actually, that's our focus for this week, the various healing modalities. And on Monday, we talked about and experienced some of the wonderful water beings that and water healing methods from the ship. Later this week, we're going to get into and explore some of the light and color and oxygen therapies, as well as the divine sound healing modalities and other healing energies from the angelic realm. So it's going to be a wonderful week. And tonight we're going to focus on the healing energies of crystals and minerals and gemstones from the Lightship. And if you've been listening to this program for some time, you've probably heard Ron talk about the fact that each one of these things like a crystal and so forth, they're all conscious beings, and these conscious beings are light beings that are working with you to help anyone who wishes to have a healing to receive one. So as Ron has also said, all you have to do is show up and want, basically give your own free will permission for that healing to occur, and they will work with you. So I guess to start off on tonight's program of healing, Ron, can you talk a little bit about some of these gemstones and crystals and so on that are on the ship?
Yeah, I think most people's favorite is when they go into the large crystal geode that has the amethyst energy. It's just very, very beautiful. So I think we'll bring that energy into your living room right now so you can have an experience with that. So what we'll do is let's go down below and activate the Croatian Lightship insignia. And this insignia is how we're going to bring these energies through tonight. The light beam will also be activated. Sometimes you can put them both on your screen, I think, if you wish to click on underneath the fast chat there. There's ways to do that. But we'll bring in the energy right now of the Croatian Lightship insignia. And it's being activated right now. And you might actually see the colors change. Puts out pure love energy. Okay. So I guess we'll first bring in the crystal geode energy. Remember, all these healings are heart-based healings. They don't work with the mind. The mind is the trap. That's the mind control energy. And that can take you into one matrix, into another, into another, into another. Can give you yourself fulfilling prophecies. You know, remember, the light only works in the now. So if you remember the show at all, just write that down. The light only works in the now. Everything that's not in the now is not of the light. It's a projection of thought, and the thought was not created by the Croatian Lightship. There's no such thing as the mind of God that people talk about or divine right timing, because everything works in the now. So how can you have divine right timing unless you're caught into the matrix of thought? So once you think about that, and like I say, you know, my wonderful phrase here of the just real tall, thick as a brick. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I hope that I'm making all of you think now to wake up. Because the mind control is very strong here. Thanks to the Galactic Federation allowing these energies to come in here. And we're going to take away the mind control tonight from you. So this will get rid of EMF waves. They'll get rid of many, many things that are being transmitted to you during this show. Remember the planets with your horoscope. You can add a couple extra letters there and call it horror scope. That's another way the dark side is controlling you. You know, why would the dark side, or why would the light want you not to have free will here? So that invalidates why you'd even have a natal chart, you know? The natal chart is a dark side way of showing you how it has programmed your life. And the nice thing that there are people who can read the charts and do readings for you, and so they're able to tap into the dark side's agenda and tell you what is planned for you next in your life. Remember, at that point, you're riding this emotional roller coaster ride or energy of the dark side, and this is how they want you to behave and respond. So here we go. Here comes the amethyst energy here. And we're taking away the mind control. I'll count to 10, and it'll be eliminated from you, around you, through you. It'll be like in about a 20-foot bubble. So here it comes. Just sit back and relax. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The light ship is holding this space for you. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel a lot calmer in your body. You should feel that the mind chatter has left you. And if you look at objects around your room right now, you're going to notice that they may seem very distant to you, that they're not connected to you. Think of like the moon and see if the moon energy is affecting you. It should be disconnected right now from you and all the other planets, known and unknown to you. So we're going to have this beautiful crystal geode energy now come into your room. Remember, the light only works in the now. And it's going to come to you, and each now is a different segment of the now. So for healing to take place, you have to keep requesting because it only sees you like a blink of an eye from one moment to the next. Now, 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 now. So if you think that by asking a minute ago for a healing, and that the light is still working with you 10 minutes later, it's not. It did what it could do in that present now moment. So you have to keep asking and requesting. So here comes the beautiful energy now. Should be all in your room. Some people feel it coming through their ceiling. It'll start to permeate your room. You might actually be able to sense the crystal energy. So just let you have some silent time here for yourself. And you can experience this here. So I'll see you back in about a minute and request your healing and just kind of feel this beautiful energy working around and through you. And just keep requesting your healing. Okay, Sylvia, how was that for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, when you have the light ship hold that space against the mind control, it definitely is a feeling of, you know, you feel like a level of relaxation and peace that just isn't really available, I think, most of the time for us now on at least the way the planet is right now with all of the, you know, the computers and everything that's going on and mind control. So it's very good to have that chance to just experience yourself and your spirit and not have all that energy coming at you.
Yes. So what should we bring in next?
There's a beautiful crystal on the ship, which is like a corkscrew crystal quartz clusters. Very wonderful.
Okay, we're connecting now to this. Very, very beautiful. So we're levitating. Right now, we're actually on the light ship momentarily. And now we just saw it, and now we're coming back here again. So this is for the seers. They actually had a glimpse of it here. So we're going to bring it into through the light ship insignia. And here comes this beautiful quartz energy into your living room here. And it's coming in. So we'll increase it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So remember, this is heart-to-heart-based healing. It has nothing to do with the mind. It will not work with your mind. So just feel the energy through your heart. And your body may be tingling now with this real high-frequency energy. Notice that you have some silence here for a minute to experience this here. I think we'll go a little bit longer with this here. So again, request your healing. You want to request it every 15 seconds here. This energy is just very, very peaceful. Oh, that felt wonderful. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, it really was a fabulous energy. So, I noticed that someone on the fast chat, this is our friends in Canada, Sylvia, Kids, and Rob, mentioned that by having the light ship hold the space from mind control, then before those energies came in, then they were really able to feel those energies all the much more. So that's wonderful. Let's see. There's a crystal that I think we brought in one time before on this radio program that was really wonderful. It's the obsidian crystal that has the gold laced through it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. So
yeah.
Here we go. This is quite awesome. So here comes the obsidian, and there's like gold lines going through it. And then the lines of gold actually move. And, wow, very beautiful. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that feels great. And so just again, request your healing. Remember, they only work in the now. This is strictly heart-based energy. So again, we have some silence here, and we'll see you back in a few minutes here. They want me to increase this energy some more for all of you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, keep requesting your healing. A little bit stronger here. This is very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
All right. Well, that was really, really fabulous, amazing energy. So, let's see. Now, gemstones is kind of a new area for us. We haven't really brought those in from the light ship, but as you and I were talking the other day, you mentioned that they were showing you gemstones. So what are you seeing that's there?
Well, I'm seeing some gemstones that kind of look like garnets or something like that. What they want to do is take some of these precious gemstones that we have on our planet here. Some could be diamonds, okay. And they're different colored, like, you know, red rubies, et cetera. So what they're going to do is bring some of those down here. Remember, this is the first spiritual blueprint of these energies. And so if you happen to have a ring that has that on there, they can clear it for you. You might want to do that, and it'll hold a charge for a while here, maybe a week or two. Remember, we're changing frequencies quite often here, so the fact that you buy a pendant or have something charged means that it may only work for a couple of weeks for what its initial intent was initially as your body integrates this energy. And then after that, you need something else. So here we go. We're going to bring in these energies here from the light ship. So here they come. So stronger, stronger. I'm seeing a green gemstone. Stronger and red. Stronger, 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 stronger. Obsidian, stronger. That's coming in too again. Stronger, 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 stronger. The turquoise, something with turquoise energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit with this energy and allow these precious gemstones to do a healing on you. These are all conscious beings. So again, see you back in a minute or so. We'll increase the energy some more here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healing. Remember, it's moment by moment. Okay, how was that, Sylvia?
Some very strong energy, really wonderful. And that's great that that can actually kind of activate people's, you know, if they have a ring or something like that on with those energies. So that's wonderful. I'd love to hear anyone who's had experience with that or a healing from that to give us a little message on the fast chat.
So what will happen is it'll probably give you what you need for maybe the next week or two. If you wish to have it recharged again, just contact me. And I charge $20 to do a special attunement for you. And in probably about 2 weeks, as you outgrow the attunement, it'll be put back into neutral energy for you. So what should we do next, Sylvia?
Well, let's talk for just a moment or two about when the lightship came here a couple of years ago, and at that time, you know, they found that things had slipped into darkness quite a bit here, and that there was only about 20% light. I believe that's now up to about 40%. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a good lead-in for me. here we go. But what happened, if you're on the call, I think a Friday night, going on about 2 weeks, I got attacked by the Federation, by the dark side in my throat. Had a little hard time talking, which was taken away almost instantly. But sometimes I have about maybe a 5 or 10 minute delay on that. And if you noticed, the fast chat stopped working with a lot of the media players. Well, that was the turning point. Remember, this show is the Creation Lightship energy coming through to you. Nothing to do with myself, you know, or Sylvia. The Lightship is actually doing this program. And so what happened is that, and this may not be on my current website, but when we put the website out initially, there was a phrase in there stating that if the Galactic Federation does not come into the light, they will be basically terminated, annihilated, okay, because they're not holding light frequency. And then the Lightship then would put in place new members of the Federation that would hold light. Well, after what happened on that Friday, the Lightship is continuously now battling the Galactic Federation. And so they are bringing light to it, and the ones that are not turning into light is that those energies and those races are going to no longer exist. So those are pretty strong statements. This is what they wanted me to tell you tonight. Because remember, this is the ascension time, and if these beings are not going to do the ascension themselves, they have no business interfering with you, with your spiritual growth, and having your body not ascend. So since that time, they are doing intense spiritual warfare with these extraterrestrial beings of the darkness. And what happens is, as they approach, it could be a UFO craft. At that point, the beings on that have the choice to turn into the light or not. If they don't want to turn into the light and obey spiritual law, then they're terminated, annihilated with the blink of an eye. They're no longer in existence. And this is what's happening right now with the Galactic Federation. And this may come out, normally what I tell people on my different conference calls, if I talk about something like this here, a lot of the channelers get the information about 3 months later. So they're always behind time. So basically, what the Lightship is doing is battling the Galactic Federation that is keeping you prisoned here and bringing it into the light. And if the races are not going to come into the light, then they're no longer going to exist because this is the way it is. And what they're working on is they're going to be, this is within between now and the next 3 weeks. Remember, they only work on the now, and they can only do projections, okay? So it could even be 2 weeks or it could be 4 weeks, but they're saying about 3 weeks, there's going to be no longer in existence the spiritual hierarchy. That's eliminated completely. That's their goal. Also, they're getting rid of the cloud ships that are going to be on the planet here. And they're also, you know, battling the Federation to bring in light here. So we shall see what happens. They may stop at some point and evaluate how they are doing their work. But this is it. They, said, you know, initially 2.5 years ago that the Federation can't hold spiritual integrity with how they installed them to be here to protect us, they would not be in existence any longer. So we'll see what some of these channelers come out with now about their lip service, about how wonderful you are and how they're helping us here, and you know, all this stuff that they talk about. Some could be true, but I don't put much credence into it. So anyway, this is what their intent is. And the spiritual hierarchy that you'll be getting, if you choose to connect with the angels and the masters, should be taken over completely, and it will be 100% lightship energy coming to you, not this mixed bag of tricks from the Federation. So we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. Okay, so we've talked about crystals and gemstones. What about the mineral elements or gold, silver, things like that?
Okay, we'll bring in the gold from the light ship. So here it comes. And this is very, very shiny. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request for healing. And remember, the light only works in the now. So maybe request every 10, 15 seconds or so. And check your result. Do a body check. See how you're doing. And I will bring in the beautiful silver energy. This is like looking at a bright mirror. I mean, it's incredible to see how reflective this silver energy is. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, a request through your heart center for your healing. Keep out of the mind. You get caught in the mind matrix. You must request through your heart. Okay. We'll bring in another energy here. Since you mentioned about galactic wars, basically, we're going to bring in one of the light ship, defense ships, so you can actually feel their presence here. And it's pure love energy. It's made up of all of the 12 energies in their full potency of light. So we're going to bring in one of the defense ships into your room. They're very large, but you can actually feel this pure divine love energy, which is out there to protect and safeguard you. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. And feel the love and compassion here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. For me, it's just very, very awesome. The love energy, the potency of it, it's just great. So here it is, and you can experience the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet. Pure light energy coming to you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that was really, really fantastic. Just a complete heart energy. Well, let's see. We have about 4 minutes left of airtime. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the upcoming Saturday Ascension Preparation Call for anyone who's interested in that, because there is still time to get involved in that if you wish to. It's this Saturday, the 17th. From 1 o'clock Pacific time until 5 o'clock, it's 4 hours long. And it's just the most incredible 4 hours of healing experience that you can do. And it takes place on the light ship. And it also involves water activation for each individual person according to what their body needs. And it involves a lot of preparation for the ascension process. So, Ron, could you talk about some of the modalities and things that they do on the ship to prepare people for the ascension?
Well, the one that most people like the most is when they bring in the Merkaba energy or Merkaba energy, and you have all these Star of Davids going into your body, into all of your cells. It's normally kind of golden appearance. It just feels very uplifting. You feel your body change, resonate to a different frequency. They put in you... different types of blood energy. One of them is an amber blood. Very, very beautiful. Your blood actually looks like it's kind of amberish gold on the light ship. And it holds special light codes. They redo your body organs so that it will resonate to this. They do many, many things. We go into many of the rooms that we do on the standard conference calls, the pain release room, the room for cancer sometimes, We go into a lot of the crystal geode rooms. They go to where the masters are, where the saints are. Sometimes they go into the rooms where they have the birds doing healing on us, dolphins and whales. You know, there's tuning forks. There's magnet energy up there, which helps to realign you. So it's a wonderful session. It's only $60, and if you haven't experienced it, you owe it to yourself to do so. I know time is getting kind of short. The Light Shift wanted me to do these healings for 2 years. And it started, in February, so I'm already, way overdue, because they wanted me to do this energetic work to uplift humanity here on this planet for 2 years, and they decided, because humanity is in such a poor state of affairs, that they would do it a little bit longer. But remember, time is short. If we went by the initial predictions, we would probably be much more advanced than we are right now. So they're actually we're actually in overtime. So, it's up to you. How much do you love your body if you, want to ascend? There's been predictions out there, which is, from the dark side matrix, which is where you get your predictions. Remember, the light only works in the now. There's no predictions in the now, but the predictions from the dark side is the fact that ascension could happen in 2008. And people are kind of, thinking that it's 2012. Well, you know how it is. People think they'll get on board the last week. And believe me, your body needs so much more clearing than that. That, if you love your body enough, you're going to find a way to get these clearings done. And that's the most important thing, is you choose to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. So that's probably about all that I need to say. We're already 9 months overdue here. From when they wanted me to stop doing these healings. So you're definitely in overtime. So, take note of that. If you wish to, do work, just give me a call. And time is probably much shorter than you think. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we are officially out of time for this evening. I know a lot of people typed in questions on the fast chat tonight, and apologize that we weren't able to get to those questions. We really wanted to bring you these healings tonight. Hope you enjoyed them and also learned a lot from what Ron had to say about what's going on right now. And if you'd like to get onto this Saturday call, I think all you need to do is just give Ron a call and you can make arrangements with him for that. So I'll just say good night to everyone and much love, and we will see you Friday. And until then, stay heart-centered and stay, in your body, and just, be mindful of what's going on around you, and stay in your heart. And until then, love you all and blessings to all.
And good night and blessings to all of you.